So now is the time for some wonderful meditation. So even though I do travel a lot overseas, a lot of time is teaching meditation. So I was doing a couple of retreats in London. So even though I was expecting it to be very cold, so I was teaching the meditation to warm people's hearts. So it's actually too hot, so I need to cool people down. So to cool down, we just look at our body and make sure everything is in its right place. And in order to get it into its right place, we need mindfulness, awareness. So how are your legs right now? Do they need adjusting? This is fine tuning of the position of your legs. Once your legs are comfortable, I mean, don't rush it if you need to try this posture, that posture. But once they are reasonably sensitive, so reasonably comfortable, then go up to your bottom, your buttocks, sitting on a chair in the monk's quarters without cushions. They're comfortable, I don't know why. Anyway, to make sure that they're just in a good position. People fidget on chairs because they don't get their posture right to begin with. And apparently people tell me if you don't watch your posture, you can get so many aches and pains and headaches and sicknesses even, just because of bad posture at work and other places. You fit it until you're comfortable. You can't get it perfect, but it's always specific position is good enough. And then we learn how to relax our back. Again, you can lean back on a chair if that's comfortable, lean forward to find out the best position for you. And I do enjoy just having a good stretch at this point. When you have a good stretch, it feels good. Endorphins release into your bloodstream. And things tend to relax. Look at my hands. His hands can fidget during meditation, and there's one reason for that, is that one took them for granted, their position for granted, instead of making sure that they were comfortable. So be aware, mindful of your hands. How are they? And be able to relax them. Relax to the max. And then usually go up to my shoulders next. And I visualize my shoulders, just one way out of many ways, of a bundle of strings being pulled tight. One bundle in my left shoulder, one bundle in my right shoulder. When I can sort of imagine them, is a bunch of threads being pulled and pulled and pulled. Then I can imagine just letting go of both ends. And straight away I feel some relaxation. The awareness allows me to have feedback. My feedback tells me I'm going in the correct direction. Then move up to my neck. Make sure it's nice and balanced. If you have any hay fever or irritations in your throat, see if you can just be aware of those irritations or the ache, that pain. But being aware, I mean, just not being afraid of it. Going to it, towards it. And being kind. Kind enough to let it be. Then I go to my head, last of all, especially my face, the muscles around the eyes in particular, because I can be aware of those. The awareness has taught me the feedback, how to relax them. I start off and they do feel a bit tight, and then I relax, let them go, and then they get loose around the edges. You can feel it loosening off. With that, I've relaxed my whole body, and the legs up to the head. Nice and peaceful, at ease. My body's a bit tired, because of jet lag. But I know that feeling of jet lag, and that tiredness. I neither reject it. Nor I'm afraid of it, nor even try and change it. I let it be. So when the body's relaxed, you can now do the same to your mind. Go look at this mind. Especially that part of your mind I call the peaceometer. I know how peaceful you are, how agitated. Without an understanding by your own experience, what makes your mind more peaceful? What sort of things make you more agitated by watching the needle of the piezometer? Mindful of that one thing. Experiencing the mind becoming more and more relaxed, more peaceful, just as your body became relaxed and calm and pleasant. And usually, as your mind becomes calm, it's easy to watch your breathing. Just watching the breath as it goes in, watching the breath as it goes out. Breathing in and breathing out. As you breathe in, you can imagine peace coming into your body. Or anything else which is positive. Energy, strength, health. Imagine that coming into your body with every in-breath and with every out-breath, letting go, breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside your mind and your body? Especially your mind. What makes it peaceful? What happens with peacefulness? There's some stillness. What causes that stillness, that peace? So now coming close to the end, to open your eyes. So don't open them yet. Just count three in-breaths, out-breaths. The end of the third out breath. I want you to open your eyes, but don't move. So you can meditate with your eyes open at the end of the third breath. Just looking without thinking. Okay, it's the end of the meditation.